Prime Minister Modi met US President Donald Trump at the G7 summit in France. The handshakes are happening, both sides are talking about cooperation and partnership. But then almost at the same time, something unexpected happens in Washington. A decision comes out from the Pentagon, and that raises few questions. Has something changed in the India-US relationship? To understand why people are talking about this, we need to go back a few years. In 2018, during Donald Trump's first term, the United States made a very important symbolic change. The US Pacific Command, one of America's most important military commands, it was renamed to US Indo-Pacific Command. At that time, this move was seen as a big message to the world. The US government was basically saying that India was no longer just another country in Asia. India has become a central part of America's strategy in the region. The word Indo wasn't added by accident. It was meant to show that the Indian Ocean and India itself had become critical in balancing China's growing power. For India, this was seen as a recognition of its rising importance on the global stage. And then fast forward today, on June 17th, the Pentagon announced that it is removing the word Indo and restoring the old name, US Pacific Command. Just like that, after 8 years, the name is changing back. Now immediately the US government came up with justifications. US officials said, the military command's area of responsibility remains exactly the same. Its mission remains the same. Its partnerships remain the same. And America's commitment to regional allies remains unchanged. Even the government of India has publicly said that this appears to be a symbolic change and not a shift in policy. On paper, everything looks normal, but then comes the timing. The announcement arrives just one day after Modi and Trump meet at the G7 summit. And that's where things start getting interesting. Because this wasn't the only controversy. Around the same time, people noticed something on the US Pacific Command's official website. There was a map showing the command's area of responsibility. That map did not show India's territorial claims, the way that Indian government recognizes them. Pakistan-occupied Kashmir appeared outside India's outline. Aksai Chin was also shown outside India's territorial contours. Now, for most people, a map may seem like a small thing. But in international politics, maps are never just maps. Maps often reflect political positions. And whenever India's territorial claims are shown differently, it becomes a sensitive issue. So now two things have happened together. First, the word Indo disappears from the command's name. Second, a controversial map appears on the command's website. And both happen right when Modi and Trump are meeting. Naturally, questions begin to rise. Is this simply a coincidence? Or is Washington trying to send a message? Now let's look at the argument from those who believe this is a meaningful signal. Their first point is timing. Diplomacy is a world where timing matters. When two unusual events happen on the exact same days that leaders are meeting, people pay attention. Supporters of this view argue that, even if it wasn't intentional, it reflects a lack of sensitivity towards Indian concerns. Then there is a larger strategic question. The term Indo-Pacific was never just a geographical description. It was a political and strategic concept. It placed India at the center of the regional balance of power. So when the word Indo is removed, it somewhat feels that India's symbolic importance is also being reduced. Now try to connect this with how United States is seeing the recent developments that is happening in the Indian subcontinent, especially between India and Pakistan. After last year's Operation Sindoor, and then this year India's actions against terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan-controlled territory, the United States has been trying to manage its relationships with both India and Pakistan carefully. If you look at this map controversy, this reflects the balancing act by the United States. But then there is another side of the story. Maybe we are reading too much into these events. The Pentagon clearly stated that nothing operational is changing. India remains within the command's area of responsibility. Military cooperation remains intact. The Quad remains active. Defense agreements remain in place. Technology partnerships continue. Trade continues. And the broader strategic competition with China hasn't disappeared. In other words, United States is saying that changing a name does not automatically mean changing a strategy. And then if you see, America's depiction of disputed territories has remained largely consistent across multiple administrations. This is not a brand new policy that suddenly appeared overnight. And when you look at the bigger picture, the India-US relationship today is far deeper than it was a decade ago. Defense cooperation, semiconductors, critical technology, supply chains, trade, maritime security, all of these areas continue to connect the two countries. So where does the truth lie? Probably somewhere in the middle. The most realistic interpretation is that this is not an anti-India move. The United States has not suddenly turned against India. But these events may reveal something else, a shift in priorities. The Trump administration tends to view foreign policy through a transactional lens. After all, he is a businessman first. The focus is often on deals, immediate interests, and practical outcomes rather than symbolic messaging. The name Indo was added during his first term, and now in his second term, it is being removed. This clearly reveals carefully crafted narrative in which the Trump administration has placed India at the centerpiece of the Indo-Pacific in the first term, and now India may not receive the same emphasis as before. Now, that doesn't mean India has become unimportant, but it may mean that Washington no longer feels the need to constantly highlight India's importance through symbolism. And that creates an important question for India. Not whether America is abandoning India, but whether India's influence in Washington is as strong as it once appeared. Because sometimes in geopolitics, the biggest warning sign is not open hostility. It's when your concerns are no longer considered important enough to think about. For now, there is no evidence of a major strategic rupture between India and the United States. The partnerships remain, the cooperation remains, the shared concerns about China remains intact. But the timing of these events has certainly sparked a debate, and in geopolitics, debates often start long before major changes become visible. The real answer may not become clear not from what Washington says today, but from what Washington does in the months ahead. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.